Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, for anyone who has to work in the heat, whether your job is baseball or something else, we had 2 Major League Baseball players and a Major League Baseball umpire suffer heat stroke.
That was last
weekend. They went down last weekend. Mm-hmm. And then 61-year-old Mitchell Huggins, a youth softball umpire, passed away after suffering heat stroke during a tournament in South Carolina. He collapsed. He was behind the plate, wasn't he, Sam?
I believe so, yeah.
So they also have the heavy padding on to protect them.
And the helmet.
And those youth umpires will go all day. I mean, they'll do 5, 6, 7 games, not just one.
No, that's true.
I was at a college game last year, and the umpire was having some difficulty with the heat. It was late May, early June, and there was like a 2-hour delay because he, thank God, made the call to step off the field, take all of his heat gear off, and he was just sitting over at his truck drinking water, putting cold rags on his neck, getting back to a more reasonable temperature. And they called some other guy up, and he drove in and finished the game out.
Listen to this. Everyone on the field tried everything to resuscitate her brother, she says, as players and parents began praying for him. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital. But parents of players in the tournament shared their concerns about why the games were being allowed to be played in such extreme weather conditions. Tournament organizers did not immediately respond. This also, goes beyond baseball or softball. I would say the same thing about soccer tournaments. Like, is there, as the temperatures keep getting warmer, is there a point where you just say, we cannot have kids, officials, and parents out when the field feels like it's 120 degrees, especially if you've got those black crumbly tire pieces underneath?
It's hot.
It is hot. Hot.
Well, in my experience, and it lasted 20 years, any time we were playing a game where it was over, I think, I want to say 85 degrees or 83 degrees or something, there was a built-in 2-minute water break in each half.
There would have to be.
There was. And yeah, it gets hot. I mean, it gets really hot. And what we would do, Dusty and I would do, is we would up our subbing ins. Nobody played the entire game at that point. And the person you feel the sorriest for is the goalie.
Yeah.
They've got gloves on. They've got long sleeve shirts on. But unlike other players, a goalie gets to keep a water bottle next to the goal.
Right.
I think it was every single year, the first couple of games, we had those mandatory water breaks randomly throughout the soccer games.
The victim's sister says her brother died truly doing what he loved, being an umpire for children on the diamond, something he's done more than 10 years. She says the players called him Uncle Mitch or Mr. Mitch. That was his whole passion, his second home.
But don't
he loved those kids.
But don't you, and I've never had heat stroke, heat exhaustion. Don't you feel it coming on?
I think it's the opposite.
I mean, when you stop sweating, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly feel it coming on. You can feel the fact that you're overheating, but at a certain point, you become delirious.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just powering through, and I got to do it. This is my passion.
Oh, I know. It just makes me so sad.
And a reminder, if you do have to be outside in this heat, hydration is not a day of thing.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you're gonna have to be out for 5, 6, 7 hours in 100-degree heat, you need to be hydrating 3, 4 days in advance.
This the individual we lost over during this tournament was a larger man. Like, and I don't mean 600 pounds, but he was just a bigger guy.
Big guy, yeah.
And so, you know, there, I think the coroner said heat primarily was the contributing factor. So I don't know if there was something with his heart going on or, you know, that would have made it worse. But
do you
can
remember
be
how old he was?
61.
Okay.
But you can be in your 20s or 30s and go down with heat stroke. Well, the MLB players last week. And you know one of the things I said about that, Scott? They are acclimated. They are used to going out and playing. And I don't know that you play a doubleheader when it's 100 degrees, but they're used to being out in the heat.
Well, you know who I would blame other than the players themselves? Their trainers.
Yeah.
Did they not look at the forecast? Did they not hydrate these players over the last couple of days prior?
They should be. From the text
line.
That's my point. I'm an umpire. Tournament directors will not cancel due to heat. They would have to issue refunds in the thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
That's now, true. I can understand playing through the heat, but do we need the same umpire for 6-7 games in a row?
Yeah.
Who else are you going to get?
Well.
Have two or three umpires on deck.
But Sam, how many times have we had the story where I can remember in the last few years when I was coaching youth soccer, there were some games where the head ref would come over and say, do you mind? I'm gonna work this sideline. Because we were supposed to have two side refs,
yeah,
right? And the head ref would come over every once in a while and say, hey, do you mind? I'm going to work this side. He's going to work that side. We've only got the two of us. We don't have a third.
That's a great point. I forgot about short staffing.
And the reason is because parents sometimes act like jerks. And, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, while they would be enticed by the $30 they make per game, or $35 they make per game, don't want to put up with you being a jerk behind their back and yelling at them and telling them that they're more blind than Stevie Wonder. I've heard all of this stuff.
And those same angry parents would be the ones with pitchforks having an uprising because they paid thousands of dollars to travel to that tournament.
They've canceled it.
And you canceled it for a little bit of heat.
Yeah, and you got to keep that in mind as well. For these tournaments especially, There are teams that come in from Iowa, from Nebraska, from Oklahoma. We even had a team one year from Arkansas that drove all the way up here. And, you know, they drive, they make hotel reservations, they're ready to roll. The parents got their coolers of beer, they're going to get hammered and then insult the refs. And then you cancel the tournament because it's a little warm.
They got their Stanley Cups full of vodka.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's real. It is real. It does happen. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.